When I pull up to the parking lot, it's time to level up. Dial in, showing out for your team. Listen up, get you some, I stand the fan to give you what you need. Fan fuel, game time, turn up the intensity. Team colors bleeding out, 5-hour energy. For a limited time, get the fan fuel flavor at 5hourenergy.com.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Is it just me, or has TV gotten really complicated? I'm either endlessly searching for my favorite shows or subscribing to a dozen different streaming services to make sure I can watch everything I love. And I'm not even saving that much money compared to my old cable bill. Thankfully, Philo has changed all that for me. One service, all the stuff I need. Philo's got current seasons of the shows I can't miss live on networks like Paramount, A&E, MTV, Discovery, and TLC. Classics like The Office, Martin, and Friends that I never get sick of, and all of the incredible originals on AMC Plus, from Mad Men to Orphan Black. Don't forget their library of more than 75,000 movies and shows, all of which I can save and re-watch anytime for a whole year. Never miss a minute of shows like Gypsy Rose, Life After Lockup on Lifetime, Yellowstone, or Fatal Attraction. Best of all, with Philo, you get all this for just $28 a month. No contracts, no hassles. Just one subscription and a world of entertainment. So go to philo.tv and check it out for a free 7-day trial. That's philo.tv to start watching.
Well, good morning to you. Two more days to Thanksgiving. So, you know, I'm listening to the update there Rhea had and the Joe Buck and Troy Aikman thing, and it's well presented by them. And it's going to be interesting if at any time this year, all I can say, or after this year, if we ever get an answer from Saquon of the sense of satisfaction he's really feeling as it relates to the Giants. He to this point,
he doesn't strike me as that kind of guy.
Well, I'm sure he feels it. I don't think he'll say it.
I mean, maybe says it to family and close friends.
Correct.
Or yeah. They're saying it to him.
He's a very, very classy guy, clearly. And so I don't think we'll ever get that answer. But I mean, James, he's got to be, after everything that he went through for years, they wouldn't give him a line of quarterback, wide receivers, or the contract he wanted. And then, when he left, people in New York, not all of them, but people in New York were like, screw this guy!
He burned his jersey.
Yeah, I'm sure he feels it. Now, he also seems like the kind of person who appreciates them drafting him and is grateful for the opportunity. You know what I mean?
I do know, yeah.
So I do think that it's probably a little mixed for him, but I, like, anyone would get some level of satisfaction.
Have
out of
to.
How could you not?
You have to. All right, what Sirianni said to the guys after the game in the locker room, that and more. Let's get to Ken and Cinnaminson right now. Good morning, Ken.
Good morning, friends. How are you today?
Good, buddy.
Hey, listening to Brandon Graham earlier, which was just fantastic, so thank you, and thanks to Brandon as well.
Sure.
I couldn't help but think of that old segment from Sesame Street back when I was a kid. One of these things is not like the other. You take Brandon Graham and then you take the opposite extreme of that is the process.
Yeah.
Put out of a fraud franchise in the city. And it's impossible to even compute that those guys are both professional athletes in the same city. That you couldn't be more different and be the same species. It's just unbelievable to me. So
I'll tell you what, Ken, I'm overwhelmed in many cases by some of the things that I hear from Nick and his players. And recently Nick was, I think it was after the Chargers game, you know, they captured the post game. Hey guys, you know, keep your heads down. People are going to be blowing
the Rams
smoke
game?
And all that. Yeah, that's what I meant. After the Rams game, not Chargers. So I thought that was amazing coaching. I thought that was amazing level headedness by Nick in a refreshing way that was unexpected. But these players, our players, the guys that we love because they go out and whoop people's asses. Like Brandon Graham this season went out and dominated everyone he faced in one-on-one matchups. He was 100% sheer ass kicker all year long.
That's right.
And he came in here today and expressed himself in such a delicate way. He was an ass kicker. Like, I've never seen Brandon Graham kick so much ass as he has this season in the first 11 games of it. And then he came in and was so open and available to us and willing to just let us know he was feeling a certain way.
Vulnerable, like, is the word I think you're looking for.
Yeah, open and vulnerable. And that, like, the trust that he demonstrates in us as a fan base, you know, to just sort of invite us in to his world. I really appreciate that. And I felt so sad for Brandon, because it feels like he knows his plight now is he has to try to stay upbeat even though his heart hurts. You know, like, he has to try to be the guy who's, hooray, let's go get this, guys. And I've been there myself as the IR guy when we go to a Super Bowl, where you're doing everything you can to keep your face, like, sincere. You know, like, that's brutal. The happiness.
Yeah. Well, Ken, you know what's the moment I look forward to, and I hope it happens? You might remember when the Eagles ran out for Super Bowl 52. I forget which player, but someone had Jason Peters' jersey and was holding it on the run out. And how cool would that be if, you know, Jalen Carter or Jordan Davis, one of those guys, is holding Brandon's jersey?
I do really think we're going to get that, and it's for two reasons in particular. And look, I know this is somehow controversial in this city. We have two really special people in this organization right now, and they're all special in their own way. But we are obviously blessed to have Saquon Barkley, who, if you look at the list of running backs who have rushed for 2,000 yards in a season, Saquon Barkley is averaging more per carry than any of them.
Wow.
He is at the top of that list. He is actually averaging more yards per carry than the Giants' passing offense is averaging per
That's wild. That's wild. And Ken, you're going to say the other is Sirianni, right?
We have a special head coach in this city. I don't know what it's going to take John to open his heart to this. Maybe sitting down for Thanksgiving dinner on Thursday and being thankful for all the things that we have to be thankful for.
Interesting. All right, Ken, give me an answer. A great addition to a show after season one.
Season five, Jerry Stiller introduces the world to maybe the greatest TV character ever, Frank Costanza.
Wow, is that deep into the show?
Yeah, I would have guessed like three. I didn't realize it was five.
Wow, that's a great answer, too. I mean, I don't know how we're going to – I don't know how the heck we
– I know.
We might need a poll. That's a big answer. Speaking of answers, we got the answer as the Eagles released the information on what Sirianni said to the guys in the locker room after the game. And I love this message. Here's Nick Sirianni after the Eagles got a big-time victory Sunday night. Here's what he said to the players.
Guys, that was unbelievable defense. That was unbelievable on offense. Franchise record for Saquon, 255 yards. Now, hey, listen to me. I want to keep it at this. Everybody watched that game, and everyone's calling you and telling you how f***ing good you are. We have not done Put your head down and work. It's the work that's got us here. You guys have been playing your ass off, and it's the work that's got us here.
You know, that's a really nice message, man. It really resonates with me. And it reminds me of Doug. You might remember in the playoffs, Doug had that thing, we're not done. What was the next word, James?
Yet.
Correct. We're not done yet. And it was a rallying cry for the Eagles in the postseason, obviously on the way to facing Brady in the Super Bowl. By the way, more from Sirianni. Let's get to what he said Sunday night to the media about Saquon usage. Because, you guys know, we've been talking about it all year. And he keeps trucking along, and he's been fine. I mean, he's been spectacular so far, but fine from the standpoint of no issues have cropped up to slow him down. But that doesn't mean they couldn't. He's on pace right now. This is Saquon. If they play in the Super Bowl and they don't get a bye and they have to play 21 games and he plays them all, he's on pace for 477 touches. That is nuts. I'm just telling you, that's very, very, very rare. 477. Here's what Sirianni said about the usage of Saquon the other day.
You control things on Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday. this sport is like any other. This profession, NFL, is like unlike any other professional sport. Like, we got to do whatever we got to do to win each and every game. It's always going to be that way. So if it takes Saquon carrying the ball a bunch of times, then he's going to have to carry it a bunch of times. And then you have to get a chance. We've gotten a chance the last couple weeks, past month or so, through November, to get him out in the fourth quarter. So you try to handle things that way. We're always conscious of it. I think Saquon does a really good job of being able to take himself out at times, and when he's feeling it, and that's why you know he runs so fast and so hard, and that I think he has a good feel for when he needs to come out, and he comes out. Kenny Gainwell's been going in. Kenny's done a really nice job. I got so much confidence in Kenny when he goes in, and so it's managed a little bit through that. Again, we'll make sure we're very careful with them Monday through Saturday, and we'll do whatever we need to do to win the games.
It's a big issue, and it ties into MVP. It ties into trying to win the Super Bowl. It ties into him potentially passing Dickerson's rushing record.
I think it's amazing when you
and it ties into the next couple years of his Eagles career as well.
Yeah, it's a very complicated issue.
I think it's amazing when you look at the list of all-time touch leaders. All-time touch leaders. Okay. It's incredible just the success of some of these players who got this.
In a season or in their career?
In many cases, both.
Okay.
And in many cases, the team's success. You know, like when you look at Terrell Davis, 1998, had 417 touches.
And is that Terrell just regular? Davis, is that just regular season?
Yeah. I believe it's just regular season.
Yeah. Okay, so probably tack on. You know, he's probably up by 500 by the time they play three playoff games.
Oh, so you extrapolated the playoff games out?
477 represents. 477 represents if he plays 21 games at the same pace he's played through.
So
11.
there are tons of players through the years who've been incredibly successful, and their teams have been incredibly successful, who have had, you know, this number of touches.
Yeah, well, here's the other thing.
Terrell Davis, the way great players involved in their offense.
He was also done really early. I mean, that's just a fact. He tore it, and Nate came back, wasn't ever the same, and was done quickly. Mm-hmm. Like, I'll give you an example. Brian Westbrook, 07. So, while it was a down year for the Eagles as a team, it was the height of Brian Westbrook's power. 07, he led the NFL in all-purpose yards. He was a monster on the ground. He was a monster catching passes.
He had 368 touches.
That season?
In the regular season.
And he was doing some punt returns. And he may have played in the preseason. I don't have that in front of me. But anyway, it's short of 400. I mean, it's around 400, but short of 400. Saquon, 4-7. Like, here's my point. B West, 09, done.
Hold on.
By the time the playoffs came.
That right there.
By the time the playoffs came. Yep.
That would extrapolate out to more than what we're talking about for Saquon.
No, but here's the problem. It's not a problem. It's a good thing. The Eagles are trying to play that game in February. Like, the 07 Eagles are just trying to survive. I mean, they were 5-8 at one point, and then he got to 8-8, and that was it.
I'm just saying, I look at this list. Deuce Staley, 1999, had 366 carries.
John, they were 5-11.
Once upon a time. Ricky Waters in 1999. That was in Seattle.
Yeah, my point is...
My point is, once upon a time, everyone did this. I would love to see this get more the norm, and I think it is coming back, swinging back to where this will be more the norm.
Couple things. Everyone didn't do this from this standpoint. You have 17 games now, and you have 4 playoff games. Like, when John Riggins would do his thing, some of those seasons there were 14 games.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to Shopify.com/Odyssey Podcast to upgrade your selling today. Shopify.com/Odyssey Podcast.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get 4 5G phones on us and 4 lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
You know, like, I mean, you know, this is a different, okay. So, and here's the other thing. I saw with my eyes, John, you saw it, James, you saw it, and Rhea, you saw it. Miles Sanders 2 years ago was at his worst at the end. He was. It's a fact.
But they're different
Miles
body
Sanders
types.
Miles Sanders was not good.
Miles Sanders was pretty Miles good Sanders, that regular season, man.
Oh, come on.
No, he was. I'm not taking that away from him.
Average. He was good.
No, he was good almost 1,300 yards rushing or something.
He had a really nice year. Did he have an advantage with an offensive line? Sure. But we saw Miles Sanders at the end be at his worst. So, you know, the Saquon thing is, and here's what I'll say about B-West 09. By the time the playoffs came, he was cooked.
Yeah, but cooked. If you're looking at Saquon now, he doesn't have the appearance of somebody being
cooked. I agree.
Derrick Henry is 31 years old.
I know.
I mean, the Titans, you want to talk about overuse.
I know.
That guy's a maniac with
his
body.
Well, how about this, Factory? And this is, to me, I thought this was a disgrace by Saban. In Derrick Henry's last two games at Alabama, he had 95 carries.
Yeah, I mean, that's insane.
That's disgraceful.
That is.
It's disgraceful.
But I mean, but there's, you know, it also comes down to...
But he's also a freak in nature, and not everybody is. Maybe Saquon will be.
And he spends $1 million on his body every year. Like,
yeah.
He doesn't eat every day during the season until 4 o'clock. He eats between, like, 4 and 6. He's nuts when it comes to that.
I guess what I'm getting at is the Derrick Henrys and the Frank Gore of the worlds are more the exception.
Derrick Henry is like the exception for what he does and the way he goes about it.
Yeah, yeah. So, look, I mean, it's something they're going to have to figure out, but it sounds like they're just going to keep riding Saquon. And hopefully the Eagles in some of these games get big leads and can pull them out early.
And I would suggest he keep running free.
It is nowhere close to over the top in terms of, like, abusive, impossible for him to keep up with from a running back perspective. We've seen lots of these historically
not
great
lots.
Players.
You keep saying lots. It's not lots. There's not a lot of guys with 477 carries.
Well, touches. I'm looking at Terrell Davis, like, man, Curtis Martin repeatedly, LaDainian Tomlinson repeatedly, Amon Green even. There are guys who were up there. Ricky Waters was up there a ton. You want to talk about Emmitt Smith. Holy
cow. Well, Emmitt was a machine. All right, let's go to the phones. Let's talk to Sherry in Doylestown. Sherry, good morning. Sherry. All right, Sherry is not ready to go. We talked to Ed. He's in Phoenixville. Hi, Ed.
What a great song. Oh, Sherry.
A tremendous song.
Holy cow. The power in his voice.
Mm-hmm.
Steve Perry. Yeah, Sherry.
I'm well aware. All right, Ed in Phoenixville. Hi, Ed.
And that was Joe Perry, not Journey. That was his side project, right?
Yeah, that
I believe
Steve
so.
Perry.
Steve Perry, yeah.
Joe Perry is the guitarist.
Wow. For Aerosmith.
Not as good a singer.
No, definitely not.
Seems very quiet. Off to
an amazing start today. so I couldn't bring myself to listen to the Brandon Graham interview. I was in a very good but vulnerable place. He has spoken a lot about, you know, getting to spend more time with his kids. And yesterday I had a whole day with my eldest daughter, and we did all sorts of fun things. And she just, every last thing she said was so, like, genuine and sweet. And I had multiple John Ritchie moments where I just, like, had to go around the corner. And so,
You had to walk around the corner and you were holding it back?
Yeah, but it was so wonderful, though. It was great.
That is really great for you. But was she okay with that?
She was bouncing on a trampoline. She could have cared less. But
okay, good.
Anyway,
That's beautiful,
so I'll listen to it eventually in the privacy of my own home. But so interesting thing about Saquon's situation, and you know, I know they have him for 3 years, and 2 years are guaranteed. And I know the limited shelf life, and he has a lot of carries this year. But do you think it would behoove the Eagles maybe, like in the off season, to give him, to make that third year fully guaranteed, maybe with a slight raise as an act of goodwill? Because I know it's not Saquon's personality to kind of hold this against him, kind of like what T.O. did in 05, but I think it may, you know, just to kind of nip it in the bud to make policy add a year, but...
Look, a couple of thoughts, Ed. So first off, the guarantee thing I'm definitely against. Like, let's make the whole contract guaranteed because, you know, we've seen a couple times now, and there haven't been many players, but it can be a disaster. Deshaun Watson's a disaster. Kirk Cousins has the chance to be a disaster. So I'm not into that. That's number one. I did think recently, could they look to bump them out another year and bump them up a little bit? Maybe. My inclination is they won't do it unless Saquon asks for it. And then it gets tricky based on the degree to which you think if he does that it would be a problem. But I tend to think that that won't be necessary. And that's the best of all worlds for the Eagles. You don't have to do anything. Just say, show up next year and let's rock and roll again.
Yeah, it does seem to be a fairly priced contract as it is, but...
I mean, the thing of it, Ed, let me give you two facts. One, Saquon makes less than Bryce Huff. Two...
Oh, that's just... That's so
here's
sad.
Two. You ready for this? You really want to laugh?
Oh, that's terrible.
He makes... Saquon's whole deal is, like, way less than Joel Embiid makes in one season.
Well, in, yeah. like, what, three now, games?
Think about that. Saquon's three seasons, he makes significantly less... than Joel makes for this season. Forget the next three after this. Makes you sick.
How about this? Taiwan Walker makes more money in a season than Saquon. How about that?
Thanks for the pick-me-up, guys.
And it's guaranteed. All right, so let's Taiwan, no matter what he does, no matter how he refuses to cooperate or throw or try.
Ed, we're going to keep this conversation between ourselves. We don't want Saquon's agent to hear this, okay? Ed, give me a great answer for someone who added to his show.
Kind of called Tony on a lot of his BS, but he was no Boy Scout himself. How about Ralphie Cifaretto?
Great answer.
Oh, man, that's
phenomenal.
Another big answer. It's a huge answer. Let's talk to Sherry. Sherry, good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
Fantastic.
Do you like the song, Oh, Sherry? Sherry?
I do. Would
you say it's like a top five song all time for you?
There's a couple. No, that's not a top five. No.
All right, Sherry, what do you got for us on the Eagles?
So... I called in earlier, and I was on my way to work. I'm in Giant territory right now, on my way to work in Doylestown. So I am here at work. And I wanted to describe to you Saquon, because we keep telling the Giants how stupid they are and how bad they were and bad choices. We got a really great bottle of champagne, and we got to uncork it. Because we had the right folks around it. And he is just all the bubbles in a bottle of champagne over the edge of a really great glass and sitting around and having cigars and champagne and watching it all go
down.
Just
make sure you save some of that for February, though, you know. Like, Sherry, let me put it this way. When the Sixers made the finals in 01, I popped champagne at that moment. They beat the Bucks in Game 7. I popped champagne because I knew that was probably going to be the chance to pop champagne. You know, because the Lakers were, you know, the Lakers. This Eagles thing could go all the way. So make sure you save a little bit for the, you know, the Super Bowl.
I will definitely have multiple bottles of champagne and bourbon and great cigars waiting for February on Broad Street.
There you go. So will Bill Clinton, but that's a whole nother matter.
All right, please.
Sherry, give me an answer in addition to a show.
So the great quote of this gentleman, and I'm going to age myself a little bit, is horse hockey.
Okay. And do we know that? Who's that?
Why didn't you wait for her to say who it was?
I thought she said the character is horse hockey.
No, she said the great quote from this character is horse hockey.
Oh, I thought she said the name of the character was horse hockey.
She said this great. You got to listen.
Yeah, it's all right.
Who was it going to be? Don Knotts or something?
Who says horse hockey?
I don't know. We could have found out if you'd given her two more seconds.
All right. Well, my fault. All right. Bad job. Someone look up horse hockey and tell us.
Oh, Sherry is not happy.
No, I feel bad about that. John, does Bill Clinton get to say so close but no cigar? Like, is he allowed? Do you think since 98 he has ever said the words, so close but no cigar?
Yes, and I think it's probably been met with a variety of responses.
That would be classic.
I'm sure that when he says that in...
A little smirk on his face?
I'm sure that when he says that in... Well, I don't even want to get
into
that.
We'll let it go.
Yep.